Thank you. The public hearing is closed. Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1738 on behalf of Atlantic Community Thrift Shop Incorporated.
Yes, this is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a MR medium density residential district and a AR1 agriculture residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County. The parcel containing 1.46 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 26, also known as Atlantic Avenue, 100 feet southeast of Road 348, also known as Irons Lane, and being identified on the tax maps as tax map ID 1-34. Map 11, parcels 184.02 and parcel 185. For the benefit of the commission, I passed down copies of a survey site plan that depicts the existing buildings and paved parking area within the existing B1 neighborhood business district. It would be the site of the actual ACT thrift shop, and a proposed reconfiguration of the driveway and parking on the AR1 and MR portions of the site that are proposed for rezoning. We did receive comments from DelDOT in the form of a letter dated August 5th, 2013, and in short summary, the department has reviewed the site plan and has no objection to its recordation. The site plan does show a realignment of the existing entrance and an entrance to the east of the site on one of the new parcels. We also received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division in the form of a memorandum dated October 21st, 2013. They referenced that the site is within the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The sewer service has not been extended to the parcel at this time. The county is coordinating with DelDOT, and the project has been bid and a contractor identified. The sewer service could be available as early as spring of 2015. The sanitary sewer lateral is proposed to be installed on each parcel property line along Route 26. That conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update and Route 26 West Technical Memorandum will be required. That connection is mandatory, that improvements on parcels are required to connect within 1 year of source service becoming available, and that a concept plan is required. But for the benefit of the commission, I will pass down some letters I received in opposition. And just in summary, there are two letters and one email that were received in opposition to the application expressing concerns about traffic and drivers' lack of consideration in their attempt to get into the site. That the site should have a commercial entrance for the safety of the drivers that travel Route 26, that other businesses have proper entrances, that many accidents have occurred at this location because of the improper access to the property, that Route 26 construction has added to the traffic concerns, that the location of the entrances are a concern, that a safety study should be made concerning the location of the entrances. The safest entrance and exit would be on the site of the proposed rezoning. The drainage for the parking areas needs to be addressed. That the proposed parking area needs to be for customers, not employees. That the employees should park in the rear. That something needs to be done to improve the safety around the large propane tank in the front yard. That trash needs to be controlled. And questioning why they are requesting rezoning since it is rumors that they are proposing to only park employees on the new site, and that the existing use of the site is a very unhealthy and unsafe situation. And that is just a summary. I didn't try to quote everything in the two letters, but that's, as I said, a summation. And I believe that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Thank you. Is there someone here representing this application this evening? Kindly step up and identify yourself for the benefit of the commission and the tape and
Good evening, commissioners. Tom Ford with Land Design, and I am the applicant's agent tonight, presenting this zoning change and the need for it. I have with me Karen Lesperenz, who is the president of the board of directors for the ACTS facility. And if you'll give me a minute to put up a poster, I'll be back at the start of our presentation.
Can I ask Karen a question?
Sure.
I'm a really bad speller, so I'm trying to read the application form. Is it R-E-S-P-E-R-A-N-C-E?
L-E-S.
L, okay.
Lesperenz.
Lesperenz, thank you. Now I know. I wanted to get it right.
And again, before Mr. Ford starts, if there's someone here that has an interest in what he's posted up here on the easel board, you're welcome to come up and take a peek at it. But we ask you not to have any discussion while you're up there viewing it, because you'll be picked up on the audio tape. Mr. Ford.
I'm honored and I'm humbled to be able to present this tonight. The ACTS, so there's no confusion, and those who don't know, has nothing to do with a playhouse, has nothing to do with a theater group. ACTS is an acronym for the Atlantic Community Thrift Shop. It's a 501c3 nonprofit, and the three is included in that as an all-volunteer. There's no salaried employees. It's been in operation for over 24 years. It's coming up on its 25th anniversary in February of 2014. It was originally supported by four churches in the Southeast Sussex County Ministry, and it is now involves greater than 20 churches. It supports numerous charitable organizations, primarily Meals on Wheels, Christmas, Easter food shelters, and Delaware Hospice as being their primary charitable organizations that this facility supports. Historically, there's been little growth on the property physically, as it's been only, and the growth that has occurred has been a direct result of demand from clientele. And the operation has strained the boundaries of its existing property for the last decade. Admittedly, there was no overall master plan for the physical improvements that have been on the property. And the organization, it's important to note in this presentation, they have no desire to expand the operation. But what this application is about is to improve the efficiency of what they have there. So they're not looking to build the building bigger at this point in time. There is some practical criteria to that, whereas it just takes a number of volunteers that you will hear in testimony here tonight to just run the facility that they have. They're seeking three things: to improve safety for the workers and buyers alike, to upgrade its efficiency and service for its clientele, and to provide additional physical improvements for its volunteer. And even though the opposition letter stated something in opposed to the parking, well, parking and circulation of the site is what this issue is all about. I'd like to present Karen Lesperenz to the podium here to go through a few question and answer things on just the, if you would just introduce yourself, Karen. And
I'm Karen Lesperenz. I've been the president of ACTS for over 7 years. I have a board of directors of 9 people. The 9 people have been with me for 7 years. We have like 65 senior citizen volunteers. I'm the youngest one at ACTS. Okay, so that just tells you, and I'm a senior. We are open 5 days a week, 3 hours a day to the public. We are there more because we have to get the store prepared prior to opening. Everything we make, we give away.
The amount of time that your volunteers typically put in?
It's 15 hours a week, 5 days a week, but it's two shifts. And that's the one thing I have to understand. Yeah. We have a shift that comes in 8 o'clock in the morning until 12. They leave. The 12 o'clock shift comes on when the store is open till 3, and they leave.
And the clientele you serve?
We serve very predominantly young families that without us couldn't make ends meet because of what we offer.
And if you'll give an indication on just receiving materials, drop-offs, the hours that occurs, the sorting, the sales, a little, just a quick overview of just how this operates.
Okay. Actually, we receive everything in the rear of the building. Mm-hmm. You know, they come in the driveway now, pull into the rear of the building. We unload the building, unload the cars, and then we process it. And that's where we use our volunteers, you know, to process the merchandise. Basically, we have a saying at ACTS. What comes in the front, in the back door, we want it to go out the front door, hopefully the same day.
Pardon me for interrupting, Mr. Ford, and I don't want to throw you off, but correct me if I'm wrong, but what we're hearing, what I've heard so far is about ACTS, that is the operation as it is now. Am I right that the application is about the neighboring parcel?
It is.
And that application is a change of zone application.
It is.
So could your...
We're about to get into that. I wanted to present just
that.
The need of what they do, so you had a little historical background, and then the need for the expansion.
Yes, we have an appreciation of that, but I think we need to concentrate on the application, which is parcel next door.
Okay.
Correct?
Yes.
Let's roll.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
So the ACTS itself is a little over an acre, and is at this point that shape along Route 26 at the intersection of Irons Lane. The two parcels to the east are the ones that we're looking to make an expansion and improvement of efficiency for ACTS. Presently, they are operating as this is their entrance, coming in right here off of Route 26. They, even though by DelDOT they would have four movements there, they restricted it themselves to just making this the entrance to the facility. This is the exit to the facility. As the mainline Route 26 project was gaining momentum and getting closer to actually occurring, we got with DelDOT. They were looking at improving all five of these entrances with the mainline improvement. Before we came here, we wanted to make sure that we could work with DelDOT on circulation issues out there, because there is a lot of traffic coming in and out of this entrance. One of the problems we have on site, a practical matter, is just this constriction here from a fence and the building. There's a safety hazard of people coming in and out, goods being dropped off and coming into different buildings, that we wanted to eliminate those safety issues with an overall master plan on circulation, which included these two parcels to the east. So this plan, we have with DelDOT is that DelDOT would close the three entrances that are existing there today, would improve a commercial entrance all the way to the farthest point of the eastern portion of this property so that there's a good flow of traffic, that people have time, there isn't this pinch point, that drop-offs could occur around the block building here, employees could park along here, leaving customer parking all in this area, which right now is being mixed with employees and so forth. And it takes quite a number of people to run this operation. So, and that's between receiving goods and running the store during its operation hours, parking
and circulation is one of their main concerns and problems and safety issues. Rezoning would allow to free up that circulation, I think make it more safe for the board and the employees. And what we're requesting here tonight is a consideration to help with that by rezoning these two pieces of property, B1, so that they can improve it thusly. They would eliminate these driveways, put in these parking spaces. Most of this other stuff is all existing. It just has to be rearranged. In addition to that, we've obviously the plan itself has a Del Dot letter of approval up in the right-hand corner. We've had wetland studies done. There was a opposition note that drainage is an issue. We've had wetland studies done by Environmental Resource Inc. There's no wetlands to say out there. In addition to that, the only real connection that we're going to be doing over, if there is a drainage swale along here, is we will be making a connection there in a pipe, and we've already gotten the sediment erosion control permit to do that. From a zoning standpoint, we believe it's an appropriate consideration. This is the Route 26 corridor in here. We have the several different types of businesses. We have auto repair, auto parts. We have antique stores. We have home furnishings right next door. This is the site of the thrift store. This is the area that is under consideration tonight. Just nearly directly to its east, we have funeral parlors, dispensaries, supermarkets, car wash, about 25 different types of facilities, all within a half a mile to a mile of this facility. With the improvements to Route 26, there will be a third lane for making left-hand turns. We think we're cleaning up the circulation system and the entrance to this site as it exists today, and that will be much improved. And I'll take any questions at this point.
Thank you, Mr. Ford. And thank you, Ms. Les Perens. And we'll see if we have any questions, and we will start with Mr. Ross.
Mr. Ford, I only have one. The existing zoning for the existing act, that is B1 now?
That is B1, yes.
Thank you. That's all.
Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. And as I understand, looking at the material submitted to us, that you're putting in commercial entrances?
There'll be commercial entrances.
Okay.
So, and they will be designed and built by Del Dot.
Per Del Dot.
Yes, Del Dot will do those entrances.
Do the actual building.
They will do the design and building of those entrances at the time they're doing the mainline improvements on Route 26. Timeline on that is probably 18 months.
So that should improve the entrance and exiting of your customers. And it appears from the materials that were submitted to us that this property is only going to be used for partial storage, and but primarily for parking, and not any other structures at this time.
No.
So, from my perspective, am I correct in that this should help alleviate some of the problems that you currently have with the number of people who show up, as well as the number of volunteers that you have on site?
That's correct. Typically, when this store opens, there's a line of people waiting to get in. And so there has always been a circulation issue.
So this appears to be something that's to the public benefit and improving safety for the area.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Burton?
Really no further questions, really just a comment, is that if you're running 65 employees and 35 of them are on a shift,
No. We have 65 volunteers.
Total.
Okay. At any given time, probably 15.
Hence the need for 16 parking spots.
Yeah, I can't tell you that there's 15 every day. Sometimes there's 17. It depends how they feel. I mean, we have people, as I told you, everyone is retired. So, you know, but it's usually never more than 15 people at a time.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Thank you. Director Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
And Mr. Robertson?
No questions. Thanks.
Well, thank you, sir. If you will take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application, or we may have another question for you. Regarding this application known as Change of Zone Number 1738, is there anyone that would like to speak in favor of this application? Is there anyone in attendance that would like to speak in opposition to Change of Zone Number 1738?
Lady behind the pole.
I think it's here behind the... Come on up.
Please come up. When you get to the podium, if you just speak into the microphone with your... Give us your name and address, and you may have the floor. And as Director Lank had indicated, there are two letters and one email, which have been supplied to the commissioners, and those were letters and an email in opposition. No.
My name is Dorothy, Dorothy Theriault Somerville.
Yes, ma'am.
I have the lot on 26 next to Axe, west of it. Axe. I may have an accent, but I've been down here over 35 years, and I've seen a lot of changes. I'm not opposed to the zoning. What I'm opposed to is the plans that they're submitting for the zoning. And it is, there's so many problems because we not only have the zoning and the parking, but we also have the setbacks of our property. 7 years ago, DelDOT called me and made an appointment and came to my house and said they were going to fix the driveway in front of us. And the highway would go straight around Axe, and then it would go bow into my lot, which it has. And Tom Bainick, who is chief engineer of DelDOT, I talked to him last week, and he had said that with every business, there's only one entrance on 26. And I drove all the way down 26, and there's only one entrance for everybody on 26. Each business has one entrance. And the problem with living next to Axe is that it's dangerous. I was hoping DelDOT would be here or somebody. You can check with the police, you can check with DelDOT. It's a very high accident area. And the reason why is they have one driveway, which was in and out of the same driveway. They had two driveways, one on each side of the building, but the driveways were very narrow, maybe 15 feet, 17 feet, I don't know. And what happens is they had inadequate parking. As they grew, they had no land to grow to. And I was hoping that the time would come that we would not only have the highway improved, but have they would improve their situation. DelDOT bought 30 feet from us in Axe, which makes the setback for me maybe 10, 15 feet, and makes their setback from their front door maybe 10 feet. The people lining up in front of Axe, which is usually 20, 30 people, are right directly next to the highway with no protection. I was told last week by Lynn that maybe they would put up DelDOT would put up a street sign or a light there in time or protect the pedestrians. But it's not up to DelDOT to protect the pedestrians. It's up to Axe to protect it. And it's the only time we have to fix this is now. Because once the highway goes in, and once this is approved, they're going to do exactly what they want, the same way they've been doing it right along. There's been so many accidents. I had a husband that had an accident on 26, and he lived 5 weeks after. And I have a son who was a pedestrian accident. And no amount of money that anybody can give out to a community is worth the pain and suffering on one family, never mind all the accidents. Last summer, there was a four-car accident on my front lawn. There was children in the car. The problem with this plan, if you look, there's no setback for the people waiting in line that he talked about. Today, I looked out, and there was 30 cars in that parking lot that they have, I don't know, maybe 24 there. The employees parked, never parked where the customers parked. They parked behind the sheds. And now they have this land, and I don't understand why, with this land, they didn't move the parking to the other side. They have two lots. Why do they buy the land if they intend to do nothing with it and stay within the confines of their building? And they've never stayed within the confines of their building.
Ma'am, the plan that we have, and it's, and I don't know, maybe Mr. Ford, if you can put it on the board, it shows that they're, just so I want to make sure you understand what we're looking at, is the parking would be shown on that property next door. There's two lots and two
houses.
That's
for the employees, not employees. Okay. That's for the help.
Okay. The way you made it sound like is you didn't realize that there was anything happening
on
that property.
But there's not enough parking spaces for the people that enter that building. Now, the other problem is how they're getting. I talked to the chief engineer last week of DelDOT because DelDOT had a meeting on 26 about the, and they said there's only that it's in the state, and it's also in Massachusetts and every other state. For each business, there's only one entrance. That's all you're allowed. If you know, I own property two lots down, and it was a curved driveway. It was there forever. And we just had to fill it in because DelDOT is coming by and is going to make one driveway. I have to fill in, and I don't understand what's going on. I was hoping DelDOT would be here. Because what they're saying and what DelDOT is telling me is two different things. And I'm going to call them tomorrow morning. I don't know anyone that has it. The other thing is, on their plan, if you look, there's only one commercial driveway. And it's on the lots that they want rezoned. The driveway that is on the B1 zoning is an in-and-out driveway. Now, they had two roads facing Irons Lane, which is on a curve, and I think that now they took away one driveway and they have it coming from the land they bought. I was hoping with the land they bought that this would be fixed, and it's not being fixed. The reason why DelDOT made that curve there because they didn't want to buy Axe, they didn't want to move the building of Axe. I went over and asked the engineer when they were out there. I said, why are you making a curve here with all these accidents when you could make it straight? Because it's curving right on my front lawn from Axe. And they said, we have to think of the taxpayers, and we do not want to have to move the building. So there's only a 10-foot setback in front of that building. I thought the front door would be changed to the side. And if it was changed to the side, they could have the parking in those two that they want zoning. And I don't understand what's happening. Everything is being contained. Go ahead.
Maybe I can help you here. Our job on the commission and what we've been asked to do is look at it from a change of zone. But their current zoning of their existing site is B1. They've bought additional land. They want that changed from AR to B1. The commission has no impact on the entrances. Those are DelDOT's issues.
Okay.
Even if we wanted to, we can't tell DelDOT what to do.
Okay.
So you're maybe preaching to the choir a little bit because there's times when we'd like to be able to, but it's just not. So.
But if you approve this.
It doesn't impact. The entrances are between the property owner and DelDOT. You know,
okay.
This only impacts the zoning. So the question before us is the zoning request appropriate or not appropriate? That's the zoning, that's the question that we've been asked. So I'm not trying to belittle your comments, but
these are dedicated, hardworking people. I'm not trying to give them anything back. I just think we have a responsibility as a citizen to protect our environment and the safety of the people that come into our environment. And this is not happening. Everyone is turning around. It's like talking about God and country. It's talking about acts. They do a lot of good, but no amount of money is going to pay for someone that gets killed there. And that's the way I feel. And that's it. I know maybe I'm piping up the wrong place, but it's they've added and added and added. I could make a whole list of what they've added since they got their zoning or whatever. When I bought the land, it was a house, and now it's four buildings that are selling. It's two dumpsters. It's a gas tank that has no protection. It's supposed to be at least 50 feet away from the house, and it's in between two buildings. They go, every time they get somebody new must recommend something, they do it. But it's not the right thing. They've elevated their whole land. I have to talk. They talked to environmental, whoever it was. Well, they raised their whole lot. The whole lot has been raised higher than my land. The whole lot was hot-topped, except for where the buildings are. All the runoff. This fall, I had all my heating systems. My two units blew out. My cellar flooded. And now in 20 years living there, I never had it. But I'm getting all the water drain off from them. So impacting, if you want me to talk about impacting, I have to wake up to dumpsters in the morning. They have an outhouse face in my bedroom that I have to listen to that being cleaned. I mean, it can go on. I can tell you a lot of things that are wrong, but it's like, like I said, it's like God and country. How can you compete with 20 churches? No, I mean, I'm worried about the safety of the people there. They're worried about making money.
Well,
that's it. Anybody, any questions?
No, ma'am. Thank you. I think you've done a good job of representing yourself.
Okay.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition to the change of zone, which is the two parcels to the east of the existing Axe building itself? Anyone on the commission have any questions? If not, we will close the public hearing. We will invite you to spend the rest of the evening here to see if we make our recommendation towards County Council. There'll be another public hearing on this in Council Chambers on December 3rd. Public hearing is closed. Thank you all.